I tell you something else I love, and that is Con Hunley. Let me push this button because he's standing by.
Hey, I read your article in the New Sentinel, or the article about you in the New Sentinel. That was a really good article.
Well, thank you. I was just, he asked me a bunch of questions, and I just told him the truth.
Right.
And that's just the way it was.
Well, I think you painted a really good picture, though.
Well, I thought the interview turned out really well. You know, when you do those things, sometimes you don't know how it's going to come out.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, actually.
I thought he did a great job.
He did. He did a really good job.
And he kind of covered the ups and downs and the sideways and the...
Right.
Everything.
And speaking of picture, I noticed on your piano, the picture of your daughter turned toward the,
Karen.
I thought, man, the boy loves his baby girl.
That's right.
She's not a baby anymore, though.
No, she's not. She's freshman at UT.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's on the rowing team. And we go and do all that stuff.
Does that make daddy feel old?
Well, that among other things.
I gotcha.
All right.
That's sweet. Let's talk about the album. Norro Wilson, he is such an incredible guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think people really know, well, if they read the article, they get an idea of how many artists that he contributed to throughout the years.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you name it, really.
It's a ton, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so, to get with him and to do this project, I'm sure it's like a breath of fresh air for you.
Oh, it's, yeah. And, you know, he and I have been friends for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just great to get back to studio.
And he really wanted to do it, too, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he was actually the inspiration behind it, wasn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why is that? Do you sometimes just think, it's over?
Well, yeah. I mean, I always said, I may give up, but I'll never give up. But in reality, I probably had given up to a certain extent.
Right.
Know? He just kept kind of prodding me and said, hey, let's just go do some stuff.
Right. And, you know, were you surprised by how it turned out? Because your voice still, I mean, it's just like, you know, the young man in your 30s once again, you know.
Well, I've been very blessed and very fortunate to be able to hang on to my pipes. And
The strength is just overwhelming.
And, I was very pleased with the way it turned out. I think it's the best album I've ever done, to be honest with you. And I'm not taking anything away from Norro or Tom Collins or Steve Dorff or any of those folks, but just... For the, you know, quality and, the vocal presence and all that, I just think it's the best thing I've done.
Why the songs on the album? Why the ones you chose?
Well, some of them are just, songs that I've enjoyed singing over the years, you know, that I've never had recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Memories being one. Of course, I lost Mom Dear and all that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I
know that was tough. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah,
and you've had another loss, so I'm very sorry about that as well.
Yeah, it's been kind of tough 4 or 5 years, but, you know, you just have to keep on keeping on.
Right, well, it adds to the emotion of your music, too, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I was in considerable pain when I cut this CD, especially, you know, what happened to Mom and everything. So.
And good therapy, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I there's a lot of tears
that
came through the mic on this particular album.
And I can hear that.
Yeah, there's considerable pain, and I... You know, as you know, you're a singer, and you know you can express certain emotions in a song that you can't really express to someone else.
That's so true. That is so true.
Yeah.
Now, you've been getting a lot of response at your email?
Yes, we have. we've gotten several hits since the story ran from the New Sentinel, Wayne Bledsoe, and of course, word of mouth and everything.
That's always good.
Right.
A lot of big mouths around here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, including mine. Huh?
Yeah, well, mine too. Yeah.
Now, is that conhunley.com?
Conhunley.com.
Yeah.
And for those people who visit, well, we're giving a free download of the title
track. Oh, I love it. Okay.
Title track of the Sweet Memories. In fact, the Sweet Memories song. And so that's kind of neat.
I tell you what's sweet, though, is being sold in Walmart.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's just... just really stroke of luck, I guess. I mean, we got a lot of help from Charlie Anderson and all the folks, and Walmart's been very nice to us. And
that's why we've come to make this announcement today, though, is, of course, do we want to tell him that you're turning another year older next Friday?
Well,
a week from today, Con's going to be another year older.
I don't feel any older, but yes, next Friday we're having an in-store and a remote with WIVK.
Yes.
In fact, Gunner's going to be there and everything. And It's on my birthday. It's going to be at the Walmart out on Chapman Highway, the new Super Walmart. And we're going to be giving away birthday cake and and T-shirts.
Yay!
And you know, we're going to have a big time.
Yeah,
you know?
And inviting everybody to come by.
You're right, absolutely.
From 11 to 1. We want to remind people that, though, because it's essential that for them to know that you're going to sign autographs, kiss, hug babies and people and do that thing that you do so well. And are you going to get to perform at all?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we're going to probably have it indoors. And
yeah.
We were talking about maybe having some food or whatever, but we'll have to get that worked out with the Walmart folks. And,
well, there's food in Walmart.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So, well, you know, we might do it in the vending area. Who knows?
Yeah.
But we'll see.
But you'll have that album on sale there. They can get it at Walmart.
Absolutely.
Man, I love that fact. I love that fact.
Well,
so, yeah, it'd be sweet. Now, have you gone into Walmart and looked at your new album?
No, I've, you know as well as I do, when you work with something like that long, sometimes you kind of have to get away from it.
Well, that is true.
Especially on the recording, but I'm very appreciative of the fact that Walmart's doing what they're doing, and the folks are really responding well, and, it's just great to know they hadn't been forgotten and that people still appreciate my music.
Yeah, well, you need to go into Walmart and pick one up and then stand there with it and hold it next to your face, and people look at it, that's me.
I don't know if that's him or not.
No. They say, here, I brought a Sharpie with me.
Well, I'll just sing this song for you.
And as you're checking out and you're purchasing it.
Right.
Well, Con, we're so excited to have you back. I mean, I've told Jen, Charlie Rich has always just been one of my favorites. But, you know, I listened to that album and I was like, man, Charlie Rich only wishes he was, you know, or had. Of course, Charlie's gone since, but still.
Charlie was a good friend and he was sort of an inspiration in my younger days.
Yeah, but you see the resemblance, right? You hear it. There's a soulfulness in there.
Well, I appreciate it. That's the only way I know how to sing, Colleen. I guess it comes from life experiences or whatever, but, I just have to, I like to take a really good lyric and then, you know, if it appeals to me or if it touches me, then I try to sing it where it'll touch somebody else.
Wow. Well, we're excited about it. We want everybody to know. Of course, we'll be talking about it all next week. I'm going to be on vacation, so I'm going to miss out on all the festivities, unfortunately. But I'm glad I get to talk about it today, and I was excited to get to interview you so we could share it with everybody else.
Well,
so.
I truly do appreciate everything, Colleen. It's great to be on the Colleen's Country Cafe. I mean, you're doing absolutely great.
And he even knows
job.
The name of it. I like that.
Oh,
yay.
Oh, yeah. Lord have mercy. I listen, babe. I'm going to tell you.
I
listen, Colleen. And I'm looking forward to April 24th, too. We can probably talk about that.
Yeah, no, let's mention that for the Dogwood Arts Festival.
A little later, but I'm excited about having you out there, and we're going to have a great time at Fountain City Park, and it's been a while since I've done anything out there, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we really need to talk about that, that comes almost in conjunction with your birthday. It's all kind of falling into place, right after the other.
I'm really glad that you're going to get to be out there with us, and hopefully you'll sing some, and because I think you got a great voice. And
now I'm blushing.
No, I've heard these things you're terrific. You really are.
Thank you. Oh, that's exciting to even hear you say. Well, we're going to make plans for Con Hunley. It's going to be Con Hunley month on WIVIC, okay? So next Friday from 11 to 1 at the Walmart on Chapman Highway, Con's brand new album, exciting stuff. And then the 24th in Fountain City, you're going to perform. It's a part of the Dogwood Arts Festival, and it starts after 2 in the afternoon, right? Right around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right around 2 o'clock.
Okay, well, okay. Con, I love you, man. You know I do. You know we all do.
Well, I appreciate that a lot. And to all the folks here in Knoxville, I can't thank them enough. It's just, it's been terrific. And they've really been good to me over the years. And, special thanks to Walmart and Anderson News and all those folks. It's really moving well. And I can't be more thankful.
Your hand is like a torch. Each time you the look in your eyes tears me apart. Girl, I want to touch you, and I want to love you, sweet.
Mr. Con Hunley on 107.7 from the brand new album. I'm going to have to turn up the heat just to get these chill bumps to go down.